Recognizing faces sounds like a very specific process, but Schooler has shown that the implications of verbal overshadowing carry over to the way we solve much broader problems. Consider the following puzzle. A man and his son are in a serious car accident. The father is killed, and the son is rushed to the emergency room. Upon arrival, the attending doctor looks at the child and gasps, "This child is my son!" Who is the doctor? This is an insight puzzle. It's not like a math or a logic problem that can be worked out systematically with pencil and paper. The only way you can get the answer is if it comes to you suddenly, in the blink of an eye. You need to make a leap beyond the automatic assumption that doctors are always men. They aren't always, of course. The doctor is the boy's mother. Here's another insight puzzle. A giant inverted steel pyramid is perfectly balanced on its point. Any movement of the pyramid will cause it to topple over. Underneath the pyramid is a $1,000 bill. How do you remove the bill without disturbing the pyramid? Think about this problem for a few moments. Then, after a minute or so, write down in as much detail as you can everything you can remember about how you were trying to solve the problem, your strategy, your approach, or any solutions you've thought of. When Schooler did this experiment with a whole sheet of insight puzzles, he found that people who were asked to explain themselves ended up solving 30% fewer problems than those who weren't. In short, when you write down your thoughts, your chances of having the flash of insight you need in order to come up with a solution are significantly impaired, just as describing the face of your waitress made you unable to pick her out of a police lineup. The solution to the pyramid problem, by the way, is to destroy the bill in some way, to tear it or burn it. With a logic problem, asking someone to explain himself or herself makes no difference whatsoever. In some cases, in fact, it may help. But problems that require a flash of insight operate by different rules. It's the same kind of paralysis through analysis you find in sports contexts, Schooler says. When you start becoming reflective about the process, it undermines the ability. You lose the flow. There are certain kinds of fluid, intuitive, nonverbal kinds of experience that are vulnerable to this process. As human beings, we are capable of extraordinary leaps of insight and instinct. We can hold a face in memory, and we can solve a puzzle in a flash. But what Schooler is saying is that all these abilities are incredibly fragile. Insight is not a light bulb that goes off inside our heads. It's a flickering candle that can easily be snuffed out. Gary Klein, the decision-making expert, once did an interview with a fire department commander in Cleveland as part of a project to get professionals to talk about times when they had to make tough, split-second decisions. The story the fireman told was about a seemingly routine call he had taken years before when he was a lieutenant. The fire was in the back of a one-story house in a residential neighborhood, in the kitchen. The lieutenant and his men broke down the front door, laid down their hose, and then, as firemen say, charged the line, dousing the flames in the kitchen with water. Something should have happened at that point. The fire should have abated, but it didn't. So the men sprayed again. Still, it didn't seem to make much difference. The fireman retreated back through the archway into the living room, and there, suddenly, the lieutenant thought to himself, "There's something wrong." He turned to his men. "Let's get out, now," he said, and moments after they did, the floor on which they had been standing collapsed. The fire, it turned out, had been in the basement. He didn't know why he had ordered everyone out, Klein remembers. He believed it was ESP. He was serious. He thought he had ESP, and he felt that because of that ESP, he'd been protected throughout his career.